This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, October 16th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. $26 an hour for farm workers. State enters Kern River battle. And White House hears 45Z appeal. A $26 minimum wage for farm workers is on the table. Santa Barbara County supervisors are considering a petition to raise the minimum wage for farm workers to $26 an hour. The state's minimum wage currently sits $16 an hour and will increase another 50 cents in January. The farm worker groups backing the proposal say boosting it another $10 would compensate for the soaring cost of living in the region. They see employers paying $19.65 an hour for H-2A guest workers, along with food, housing, and transportation, and argue farmers can afford to pay more for domestic workers. A coalition of growers and local businesses has formed in opposition, warning the proposal poses serious negative consequences for the regional economy. The Board of Supervisors had established a subcommittee to review the petition and plans to hold a hearing in November. State steps into battle over Kern River flows. Nearly a year ago, a Kern County Superior Court judge ordered Bakersfield to preserve more water in the Kern River, that to protect wildlife. Irrigators, frustrated at having water rights usurped, appealed the decision. Then in August, the river suddenly dried up, killing thousands of fish. Locals and environmentalists pointed fingers at city officials. That spurred California Attorney General Rob Bonta to get involved in the legal battle in partnership with the Department of Fish and Wildlife. They filed an amicus brief, siding with the environmental groups that brought the lawsuit against Bakersfield. Bonta argues city officials are exploiting the court's incorrect legal interpretation and using it to periodically drain sections of the river to deliver water to farms. CDFW Director Chuff Bottom warns the court ruling would impact the state's ability to protect vulnerable fish and wildlife populations. You can read about the CDFW protecting western burrowing owls in the AgriPulse West newsletter. It hits inboxes later this morning. In a White House meeting, AFBF pushes for domestic feedstock requirement. Farm groups urged White House representatives to prioritize domestic crops in sustainable fuel production during a Tuesday meeting arranged by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Leaders from AFBF, the National Corn Growers Association, and American Soybean Association met with John Podesta, senior advisor to President Joe Biden, for clean energy innovation. There they urged the administration to move quickly on including a domestic feedstock requirement in the upcoming Clean Fuels Production Credit, or 45Z, which takes effect next year. The current guidelines for clean fuels tax credits don't require domestically grown feedstocks, and reporting requirements have boxed out many U.S. farmers, AFBF President Zippy Duvall says in a release. This has led to an increase in imported feedstocks and benefited foreign companies, he continued. The groups want the administration to put out 45C guidance quickly so farmers can decide if they want to participate in the program. The groups also want revisions to make producing biofuels more accessible for domestic producers. Clean fuel credits, quote, have the potential to be valuable incentives to produce homegrown biofuels that will help lower the nation's carbon emissions and keep America's farmers economically sustainable, but improvements are needed. Duvall said these are tax credits that should benefit Americans, not foreign companies. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. learn more, and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump claims Deere backed off Mexico plans. John Deere's decision to move manufacturing of skid steer loaders and compact track loaders to Mexico is back in the news. In an interview at the Economic Club of Chicago yesterday, former President Donald Trump said the company had announced it would not be building plants in Mexico. I said, if John Deere builds those plants, they're not selling anything into the United States. They just announced yesterday they're probably not going to build the plants. However, Deere has not made such an announcement. A company spokesman would not comment on the matter yesterday. Take note, Trump previously threatened a 200% tariff on John Deere farm equipment produced in Mexico if the company did move forward with the plans. BLM and NRCS to monitor rangeland conditions. The Bureau of Land Management is planning a $7.6 million agreement with the Natural Resources Conservation Service to monitor rangeland conditions across the West. The two agencies plan to collect 3,000 data points with the hope of establishing baseline conditions that can be used to analyze changes over time, that according to a release. BLM will also provide $7.4 million for partnerships with states to evaluate riparian stream, river, and wetland health. Nearly 700 monitoring sites are planned in rivers, while 625 will be located in wetlands and riparian areas. REAP funding available through fiscal 27. USDA has announced application deadlines for $600 million in funding available through fiscal year 27 under the Rural Energy for America program. In a Federal Register notice today, USDA's Rural Business Cooperative Service says projects receiving Inflation Reduction Act grant funding are eligible for up to $1 million for a renewable energy systems grant and up to $500,000 for energy efficiency improvements. USDA said it would dole out about $200 million in grants, guaranteed loans, and combined grant and guaranteed loans per year. Here's today's final word. The 3 days wreaked havoc on the supply chain. That Casey Cronquist, president of the North American Blueberry Council and the U.S. Highbush Blueberry Council, in an op-ed for AgriPulse advocating for Congress to pass the Farm Bill before another labor strike shuts down ports. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, October 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Alley.